club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And could a meeting of the NRL CEOs today in Sydney mean an end to the coaching madness once and for all, MG?
Well, it's a step in the right direction, isn't it?
It absolutely is, if that's what's happening.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, sometimes agendas get in the way of progress.
Were you in attendance at the meeting today?
You know what? I was in the foyer waiting for them.
Okay.
And I got there late.
But you had a very important meeting today.
I had a great meeting today. I went and watched the movie.
Not really a meeting.
Well, you know what? Do yourself a favour, as our mate would say. go and see Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ah, the Queen movie.
Oh, wow. That's the best movie I've seen this year.
What would you give it out of 10?
Me and my daughter went, who's 22, so it goes across all genders and ages. I'd give it a 9.5.
Our MG's movie review isn't a segment on this. It'd have to be strictly sports movies, but anyway.
As Molly Meldrum would say, do yourself a favour. Because it's, wow. The guy who plays Freddie Mercury, Rami Malek, is fantastic. The guy who plays Brian May, Gwillem Lee, is spitting image of him.
We need to get you your own movie review segment.
Yeah.
This man...
I'm a proud Australian. I'm a proud man with a disability. Grateful that I've had the privilege to wear the green and gold for 20 years now.
Kurt Fernley, the New South Wales Australian of the Year. He will join us in 15 minutes' time.
I can't wait to speak to him.
The Matildas are out for redemption. MG against Chile tonight. We'll get a full preview from Fox Sports' Sarah Walsh after 6:30. Plus Sydney Kings courtside seats. Didn't go off last night, MG.
And tonight we've got a little bit of power rankings with the most famous...
Yeah, you've been inspired.
...moustaches in Australian sport.
Did you ever play with a moustache? Can you include yourself in the list?
No, I never did. I couldn't grow one when I was a rugby league player.
Well, yours is looking splendid right now.
Hirsute. There you go.
You're going to get it eventually. Up next, is the NRL set to introduce punishments for Ivan Cleary-style coaching poaching? Brent Reed has all the details next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. Liam Flanagan here as well. Just before 7 o'clock on the show this evening, Mark Geyer, your power rankings, Movember inspired.
Yes, they are. The five greatest Mo's Australian sport has ever seen.
If you think there is a name that is an absolute lock, must be included on MG's power rankings for the greatest sporting mows of all time, hit us up on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M. MG, let's bring in this man.
Reedy, you've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Brent Reed from the Australian Triple M NRL, the man with his finger on the pulse. The big story on the back page of the Daily Telegraph from Bulldog Richie this morning was the meeting of the NRL club CEOs looking to implement restrictions on coaches moving around. Is this something we're going to see happening?
Yeah, look, this meeting's actually tomorrow, the CEOs meeting, and it's on the agenda. It's one of the items that's on the agenda to discuss. You know, they're going to talk about bringing in potentially a transfer window as well for players. There's a couple of clubs who are keen to raise the debate about that, but I'd be surprised if they don't walk out of that meeting tomorrow and they haven't brought in some rules around coaching, because at the moment it's open slather and it's ridiculous what we've seen over the past month, and I think there's an appetite to change it amongst the clubs, and I think if there's a strong enough appetite amongst the clubs, the NRL doesn't really have a choice, so I'd be surprised if they don't do something tomorrow.
Yeah, Reedy, about, what was it, the September 30 or 31, myself and you and Liam, we did a special podcast. We mentioned that maybe if Clemmer leaves and goes to Newcastle, Dave Clemmer, that a replacement might be Dylan Napa, and this looks close. This looks closer to happening every day.
Yeah, look, there's an offer in front of Dylan Napa right now from Canterbury, and I believe it's about a three-year offer, and the figure's around the $2 million mark. Dylan Napa's got a decision to make. Look, I'd be surprised if he doesn't take it, because I think he's been told by the Roosters that even though he's got a year remaining on his deal, I think they've basically indicated to him that they can't match that deal. They won't be giving him a two-year extension. So, you know, if he doesn't go, he's taking a chance at the end of next season that there's nothing there for him. I mean, someone will come in for him, but maybe not that the dollars are on the table right now from Canterbury. So, you know, he's obviously been away. I think he got back maybe earlier this week. And he's got a decision to make, and I reckon we'll have a decision there maybe in the next 24 to 48 hours. As I said, I'd be stunned if Dylan Napa doesn't take that deal. And if he does, then I reckon Clemmer will basically happen straight away, because what's holding up Clemmer is Canberra want to make an announcement on a replacement before they let him go. And Dylan Napa's the man. He's been the man from day dot. Forget what you've read elsewhere. Dylan Napa's been the man they've been chasing from the very day the Dave Clemmer stuff started. They want him. And the Rooster basically indicated beyond next year, we won't be able to match the deal that's on the table. So, you know, in that situation, he's almost got to take it.
Good to know that Bulldogs boss Andrew Hill listens to the podcast. MJ,
I play with Hilly over in Western Road, so
it's a subscriber.
There you go, right?
Now, MJ, Dylan Napa, 26 years of age, just won a premiership with the Roosters.
Yep.
Should he take the offer?
Take the offer. Become the top dog. Become the top dog of a team that needs you bad.
Yeah,
basically,
think Bulldogs fans would be jumping out of their skin.
It's an apt replacement. You take one big hard enforcer away in Clemmer, who would be much lost from the Doggies fans and team. But Dylan Napa, he's still got so much to give.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Reedy, now the other story that continues to develop, and we've seen the comments from Wayne Bennett, and we're seeing Anthony Seibold reported today saying that he wants it sorted in the next 24 to 48 hours, is the switch on between these two coaches and these two clubs?
Well, it's still on. I don't think Seeds will get what he wants. I don't think we'll have a decision before the weekend or an announcement before the weekend. But there's no doubt there's talks going on. And, you know, if it doesn't happen by the weekend, I reckon we'll have something next week. I think the switch will still happen. And I reckon it'll be formalised next week. There's just a few little sticking points at the moment they've got to work their way through. But certainly there's talks going on behind the scenes. And you know, I think both clubs now want it to happen. So if that's the case, I reckon it probably will happen. I reckon probably next week. I don't think it'll happen by the end of this week. Probably next week.
Oh. Now, Rudy, you've been very good to us in the off-season. Now, go and do yourself a favour. Go and watch the Bohemian Rhapsody movie and keep back with some popcorn.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's got to be better than watching my son's under-10 soccer team that just got thrashed.
Doesn't matter about the result. Hey, this was part of
I'm the coach, MG.
Brett Reed from the Australian Triple M NRL. He's an outstanding journalist,
he's a crap coach.
But a below average junior sports coach. Thanks, Reedy.
See you, champion.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Cities 104.9 Triple M. Up next, the New South Wales Australian of the Year, Kurt Fernley. He'll join us.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Cities 104.9 Triple M. This Sunday, November 18th at Kudos Bank Arena, 2:45 tip-off, the Sydney Kings take on the New Zealand Breakers. Do not miss that game. Tickets are available at Ticketek, or you can win them in about 25 minutes, MG.
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner!
Are you prepared? Because yesterday didn't go so well.
Oh, yesterday was a very, very hard question. It was out of the top 100, the richest sportsman.
People under 40.
Yeah, what number is Andrew Bogut?
Yeah.
He was number 30.
Now's not the time to call,
no.
But the question's a bit easier today. You had a bit of a hissy fit afterwards. Cracked it.
I thought we should have had a multiple choice.
You had producer Charlie running for his life.
No.
So he's come up with an easier question.
I think
today.
We should have made it easier for our listener to get tickets. I don't like when listeners lose.
No, you're right. Opportunity to win those tickets coming up in about 20 minutes. MG, every day in the studio, I'm obviously in awe of yourself because you have an OAM, which you've earned through your fantastic work to the charitable causes out your way.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is. It's a truly significant effort. You know, they don't just hand these things out willy-nilly.
Right.
But you're about to be trumped. Because joining us on the line now, we have a man who not only has OA after his name, but also last night became the New South Wales Australian of the Year. We speak of the great Kurt Fernley. Kurt, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. When you say that I just trumped MG, nowadays I think that means a completely new thing. Doesn't it?
Hey, it's fake news. It's fake news, man.
I think I meant to belittle him a little bit and then kind of walk away.
Hey, Curtie, another accolade to add to the mantelpiece, mate. They just keep coming your way. Thoroughly, thoroughly deserved, and congratulations.
It's one of those things, you know, that you'd never expect it, you never see it, and even when you're sitting down and they're calling out your name, you can't see that you've actually made the right call. You you're always, I think it's part of the Australian DNA, mate, is that you always see the good in the people around you, the amazing service that people do, and you always kind of, you always take a backward step when it comes to yourself. And it was a nice night, mate, an honour. Now I've got to work for the rest of my life to try and deserve it.
And that's a big part of it, isn't it? It's actually that you're the 2019 New South Wales Australian of the Year, so there's a lot on your plate for the all of next year. And
Kurt, lucky you retired then,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, I was getting retired from racing. Now, Kurt, does this mean you are essentially New South Wales finalist for the Australian of the Year candidate?
Exactly, mate. So I'll head down there with four other nominees down to Canberra on the 25th, and we'll find out how we fit with the rest of Australia. And on the 25th, after lunch, they will name the Australian of the Year,
the
Senior Australian of the Year, the Young Australian of the Year, and the Local Hero.
Well, and actually, on that note, we should congratulate Heather Lee as well, a race walker who was the New South Wales Senior Australian of the Year. But, MG, I think this is a perfect opportunity to kickstart Kurt's campaign.
Yeah.
To get him is this like a Logie, Kurt? Do we have to vote through TV
Mate,
Week?
Let's just say, MG, if you've got some friends with Russia, it's time to make a call.
Okay, well, I was going to go international call to Vlad tomorrow night. Hey. Well, you've been so successful, Curtie, for a lot of reasons. Determination, inspiration from others. But look, I know that you never forget where you come from. And this accolade is as much yours as is your family and all those 200 other people from Car Corps, the place that you call home, you called home, and how much they pushed you and how much they helped you along your voyage. And I know that every step of the way, every opportunity you get, you thank them.
Yeah, mate, I'll always be the kid from Carcall. I'll always be the young fella that grew up crawling around the hills out there where 200 people decided to send me in a direction that I'm still travelling in now, where they, you know, when you're a kid and we weren't the most financial family, there are a lot of obstacles out there in your path. And a town decided to make sure that they would take one of those obstacles away, or many, many, many of them. First, they gave me a real healthy dose of who I was, that I'm valued, that I'm strong. But then 200 families, 200 farmers, they got together and they raised $10,000 in a couple of weeks. And
wow.
They gave me my first racing wheelchair. When my family tried to stop them, they said, stay out of it, between us and the boy. They demanded that I would be able to head and take the stage in whatever direction I wanted to. And that's the heart and soul of this country, mate. It's offering opportunity to the people. When you get that moment, when you get the chance, be the one that carries the person to the start. Mm.
I live by the motto of to whom much is given, much is expected. And I know you do the same. And you're a national treasure. You're an advocate for everything good about this country. And it's a bloody pleasure to talk to you again today, Curtie.
Thanks, fellas.
Well, just to be clear, though, Kurt, at the moment you're only a New South Wales treasure. If he wins this,
if you don't win, we don't know you.
Let's not let him get ahead of himself.
Carcall's going to be banging on the. They're going to be in riot, mate. That you've taken my national treasure away. 200 people. Protesting Triple M.
Don't put Carcall in the corner.
New South Wales Australian of the Year, and fingers crossed, the Australian of the Year. We'll find out in late January. Kurt Fernley, an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, boys.
MG, you can't underestimate the work that man has done for
people
with disabilities in sport in particular. You look at Dylan Alcott, who's picked up the torch to some extent, has been nominated as one of the finalists for the Newcombe Medal for Tennis Australia.
Yeah.
Back page of the Daily Telegraph today, a Spanish golfer with a disability. There's 12 of the world's best golfers with disabilities set to tee off in the Australian Open on Thursday. It's come so far in this country, a lot of it on the back of the work that man's done.
One of my first ever jobs out of rugby league was working with the New South Wales sport, sportsmen with disabilities.
Mm.
And gee, it opens your eyes.
Absolutely.
To see how bloody brave and how hard it is for a lot of these guys and girls to get opportunities. And blokes like him are trailblazers.
Mm. They certainly would never have cheated on a pre-season run by jumping in a cab, would they?
I did.
Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. That story's next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, next Thursday.
Yes.
It's everybody's chance to get involved with the show. We've dubbed it the easiest competition ever.
The place that I basically grew up in.
Because all you need to do is turn up to win.
Yep.
Next Thursday, the 22nd of November, we are heading to West HQ at the Rudy Hill RSL to hang out at Made by the Hill with you. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing the show live from there. We'll be out there from 5 o'clock. Come along and say hi. We'll shout you a beer. We'll shout you some food. And you can see us do the show.
Well, basically, it's if you haven't been out there for a long time, you'll be blown away by how big it's gotten. West HQ, which is the precinct. Rudy Hill RSL, which is basically still the RSL club. Then you've got Made by the Hill, which is the bar will be about
inside
the club.
Yeah, where you'll be broadcasting from.
But all around that headquarters, it's thriving at the moment. And what better place to have our second last show of the year at?
Next Thursday, 22nd of November. Make sure you get out there. We'll be doing the show live from out there.
We'll be there from 5 o'clock.
We'll be there from 5 o'clock. Come along and say hi. MG, your moustache is reason enough for people to come and get a photo.
Have a beer.
MG. It's preseason.
Oh,
we're into preseason.
That makes my skin crawl when you say that.
The rugby league teams are back. The AFL teams are back as well. Preseason is underway, and we're seeing on the Parramatta Reels are doing farm trips and getting up at 3 a.m. training sessions. Does it bring back memories for you?
It does. The other night I heard that the Sydney Swans, on their first training run, they do like 100 hundreds. We used to do a lot of sand from Penrith. We'd go down to Wanda Beach and do sand dunes.
Oh. Kernell dunes
and basically
are a nightmare.
And that's why a lot of people retire. When you get to like 30, 31, they go, can I do another off-season? They decide, no, I can't.
Well, you know the adage of train smarter, not harder. Did you ever find some shortcuts?
Oh, look, once I did. When I went to Balmain, they did a time trial. It was called the Bay Run, which is about 13 Ks, and it was the last run before we broke up for Christmas, and they were timing it. I was with Jason Sinclair, the late, great Jason Sinclair, champion man. And we're both a little bit mischievous. Both pretty fit, but just didn't feel like doing 13Ks. So I said,
That's a redundant run.
I said, how are we getting out of this? And he goes, I don't know. So we hatched the plan. He pretended to go to the toilet, and I pretended to wait for him. And then as everyone ran past us, I said, I'll just wait for Jace. You know, I think he's got a bit of diarrhea. I'll wait for him. I hailed a cab. I said, taxi! So in our training gear, we've jumped in the cab, got the cab driver, and by the way, had no money on us because we were in our training gear.
Yeah.
But the guy recognised who we were, and I said, look, if you come to Balmain Leagues on Sunday night, I'll give you double, which would have been 20 bucks. So it was 10 bucks fair for the 12K or something. So he's dropped us about a K from the finish line. We've come out of the bushes, threw water over us, and started sprinting. And all these poor buggers who had run the whole 13Ks are running like they're about to die.
Yeah.
And where they're going, whoa, that was hard, wasn't it?
Did you ever get caught?
Of course we got caught. But Jonesy at the first goes, oh, well done. That's my star recruit. Look at him. Look at him go. Little did he know that I cheated, but he found out quickly. Sorry, AJ.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Matildas take on Chile tonight up in Newcastle. They lost 3-2 on Saturday. Looking for redemption tonight. Sarah Walsh from Fox Sports will join us next to talk us through the matchup.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. Still to come, your chance to win those courtside seats to go and see the Sydney Kings in their next home game, MG. But last Friday on the show, we spoke to Matildas coach Alan Stajic ahead of their game against Chile on Saturday at Penrith Stadium.
Yeah, well, we might have been a little bit a bad omen for that because
they probably lost.
First loss in 4 years on home soil.
They got done by Chile 3-2, so we're staying away from Alan and all of his players. We don't want to jinx things ahead of tonight's game again against Chile up in Newcastle. Instead, we welcome in former Matilda with over 70 caps to her name, now part of Fox Sports coverage of the game, Sarah Walsh. Good evening, Sarah.
Hi, good evening, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Sarah. What did you make of our game last Saturday against Chile?
Yeah, well, it started off well, but it didn't end that way, did it? It was... I guess the shot goals from Chile kind of stunned the Matildas and they just kind of couldn't bounce back from it.
Sarah, currently Chile ranked 39th in the world. Australia's world ranking currently is 6th. if we lose tonight again, touch wood, how serious is the risk of us dropping down those rankings and being our seeding being at risk ahead of next year's World Cup?
It's a realistic prospect. They have to win tonight. They're also waiting on other results. But we were pretty safe if we had drawn the first game and then win the second one. But obviously there's a bit of pressure on them to play tonight. But look, I think, yes, there's focus on the rankings. But look, they really should be putting away teams that are ranked 39. And look, they probably need to play better than what they did on Saturday if they're a realistic chance of winning next year.
Yeah. While it was a bit of a shock loss against Chile last Saturday, I think tonight might be a different situation. And look, how far the women's game has gone in this country. 17,000 cheering fans there at Penrith Park on Saturday. My daughter made me go out my 11-year-old daughter made me the very next morning go out and buy Matilda's jersey with number 20 on the back with Kerr.
Brilliant.
It's just the sport is going actually women's sport in Australia is going through the roof.
Yeah, if you were there on Saturday, it's a completely different crowd to anything that there is. So I think women's sport is kind of tapping into this market. I mean, when I looked around on Saturday, there's fathers with their daughters, fathers wearing Kerr jerseys, fathers with their sons, like mothers and like prams everywhere. It is truly like a family-friendly atmosphere. It's just different to anything else that's being offered in sports. And obviously, everyone is absolutely sick for Sam Kerr.
Did you
get a jersey?
But evidence there, when the ladies this year in rugby league had their State of Origin game at North Sydney Oval, exactly the same type of atmosphere. It was a carnival atmosphere. The girls put on a dazzling display, and it's gone from strength to strength since that. I can't believe how quickly it's gone through the roof.
Yeah, I think in 2017 we saw that shift where the first game in Penrith was sold out. Like, that's just ridiculous. Penrith, as you would know, is a rugby league crazy town, but the council really got behind it, and we're finding that we literally can't put on enough games for them because every single council and state government want them to play. But the nature of our sport, they play overseas, and so hopefully we can get some more games before they head off next year in 2019.
Now, Sarah, that was very nice of you to ask if MG had got a Sam Kerr jumper. I don't know if they make them in his size.
They make extra large men's.
You might need to throw on a couple more X's. I don't know when the last time you saw a big Mark guy, but he's been pushing some steel. He's been pushing some weights in the heavy room.
Look, I would love to see you in a Kerr jersey. Can we make that happen?
We might
send you one, and on your Insta
my daughter has got hers on today, and it's on our Rush Hour
Rush Hour Triple M. Check
Instagram.
It out.
She was very happy to get on. So why not I join?
Well, I'm not
going to
quit until we see one on you.
Done. Done.
Cool.
I accept the challenge.
Sarah Walsh, 70 caps to her name for the Matildas. Now part of the Fox Sports coverage of tonight's game. If you can't get up to Newcastle to watch this one, do not miss a second of it. Matildas taking on Chile. Kickoff is 7:30. Full coverage starts at 7. Live in HD, no ad breaks during play on Fox Sports. Sarah Walsh, thank you for your time.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
Matildas tonight. Come on, you Matildas. Need a win. MG, 133353. Now is the time to call. If you want to win courtside seats.
Yes, to the Sydney Kings this Sunday v. the New Zealand Breakers.
It's going to be the resumption of the centre battle. Andrew Bogut has a really good battle going on with the New Zealand Breakers centre, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Sorry, mate. Don't look at me. He plays for Oklahoma, doesn't he?
Point is, if you want to win good seats to basketball, 133353 calls
by,
now.
By the looks of the phones, a lot of people do.
All right.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, 104.9.
Talk about mixing it up. Wow, the old Barzy, eh? Andrew Barzy there. Also known as Barzy.
Gremlins in the machine.
That was a bit of a smooth smooth rhythm as you're driving home in peak hour traffic. Won't be playing that song ever again.
No, let's move on.
Yeah.
The Triple M Rush Hour Sydney Kings Shot Clock.
This Sunday, the Sydney Kings taking on the New Zealand Breakers, 18th of November at Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets are available at Ticketek or If you're Andrea in Blacktown, you've got a chance to win courtside seats for you and a mate to go along this Sunday afternoon. Andrea, how are you feeling? You feeling confident?
Feeling nervous, but hey, I just so want to go to the game. Looking forward to it.
Well, hopefully your wish is my command.
Yes.
Thanks, MG.
The way this is going to work is I'll give you a question. At the end of the question, the shot clock will begin. You and MG can discuss your answers.
Yeah.
And at the end of the shot clock, if you get it correct, you'll get those courtside seats. Okay, here we go.
Good luck, Andrea.
Okay. Thank you.
Did Andrew Bogut ever make a three-pointer during his NBA career?
Bogut, three-pointer in his NBA career.
What are you thinking, MJ?
I'm thinking not.
You're thinking he never made one?
I don't think he did.
What do you think, Andrea?
No, because he's a big guy. He's in the key. He's
pushing it up. That's right.
To him.
He's doing some rock and rolling around the keys, dunking.
But
you know what, Andrea? Andrea,
hold on.
Yes.
Oh. Look, I don't know, but everyone shoots 1-3 in their life, or two, or three.
Yeah.
Like, he would have fluked one, maybe.
I'm going to need an answer.
I'm going to say, Andrea, my final answer, and I'm only phoning a friend, but I'm going to say, I'm going to say he did.
What do you think, Andrea?
I tell you what, he's a big guy, he's under the basket, but I've got confidence in MG. I'm thinking he has to have put one up there somewhere. I will say yes. Thanks, MG.
Yeah, congratulations, Andrea.
Yes.
He did. He made three-pointers during his NBA career. So he wasn't prolific, but he made three, and that's all that matters.
Let's hope Andrea gets to see him do one this Sunday.
Yeah, congratulations, Andrea. Courtside seats for you and a friend to go along this Sunday. Sydney Kings taking on the New Zealand Breakers.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It'll be excellent, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the show.
Hey, Andrea, what did you think of that last song we played?
Yeah,
a
bit of hello.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Oh, this is better.
Bit Power of Beastie Rankings bit of up next. Boys.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, almost out of time for your Thursday. MG, tomorrow on the show.
Yes, my friend.
You've already got a come on man in your sights.
I have. It's a doozy. I'm locked and loaded, brother.
It's Socceroo related.
Oh, don't give it away.
No, it's all
mate.
Right. We haven't given it away. We've just teased it. Yeah. It's called a tease, MG. It's called a forward tease.
Plus, speaking of soccer or football, we'll reflect on the Matildas tonight, hopefully in a glowing way.
Yeah, probably celebrating a Sam Kerr hat trick, I reckon.
I hope so.
But let's do this. Power.
We dancing around the studio with these moves. We look funny, bobbing away. Something out of the 70s.
The moustaches have taken our dancing to another level. It is time for your Power Rankings, MG. Movember-inspired Power Rankings today.
Yeah, I've gone along the lines of those sportsmen with the most famous moustaches of all time.
Now, some suggestions coming through on our socials, at Rush Hour Triple M. Basically, people suggesting the whole 1980s Australian cricket lineup.
Yeah, you could have had David Boone, Rod Marsh, Bruce Laird, Bruce Reid, Bruce Yardley. The list goes. Max Walker.
Mm.
I've got a couple.
Oh, Max Walker.
I've got a couple of cricketers in there.
All right. Well, let's kick it off.
Five.
Robert Dipper Domenico.
Ah, Dipper.
Yes, AFL. I've got to give them a bit of a mention here because he had a famous mo.
Very famous.
In 1989 for the Hawthorn team, played famously with a fractured rib and broken. Oh no, sorry, a punctured lung and fractured ribs.
Mm. Yeah, it was a serious. Yeah. Celebrated the premiership in hospital.
Didn't he cop it from God?
Gary Ablett, yes, a collision with Gary Ablett Senior in that 1989 grand final. Won five premierships, Brownlow Medal. One of the greats of the game, Robert Dipper Domenico.
There you go.
Four.
Mervyn Hughes.
At four.
Yeah, Merv just personified everything about a larrikin in Australian sport. I'll never forget when he started doing his stretching motions near the Bay 13, and then all the crowd started doing it behind him.
Yeah.
Iconic. Still a lot to do with Australian cricket, mostly on tours these days, but Merv Hughes comes in at number four.
Well, yeah, famously, I can't remember who the batsman was, but said he looked like a bus driver, and then when he bowled him out, just said, tickets please.
Tickets, please.
Three.
Cliffy Lyons.
Oh.
Cliffy was one of them blokes who kind of, I think, was born with a mo. I'd never seen him without one. And, look, there were some other famous mows in rugby league with Wally Lewis and Brett Kenny and Joe Kilroy and even Regan Campbell-Gillard present day. But Napa Lions, he was...
Looked right on his face.
He looked smooth. Still does. He looked smooth, and a champion bloke to boot.
Playing, also participating in the Legends of League.
Shock horror.
This weekend.
He'll be playing to League 70. Good on him.
We're going to speak to Wendell Saylor a bit later on in the week because he's participating that this weekend. If it's a loose end for Saturday, Legends of League happening this Saturday, Central Coast Stadium up in Gosford.
Two.
John Newcombe.
The Nuke.
John Newcombe for mine was the Aussie James Bond. He just had it all. He had charisma, and it all had a lot of it had to do with his moustache. It was thick. It was round. It was him. He's straight out of a solo ad.
That's a great way to describe him.
That was him. And one of our best tennis players of all time, and a bloody great bloke to boot.
All right, Dipier Domenico, Merv Hughes, Cliffy Lyons, John Newcombe.
One.
D.K. Lilly. If John Newcombe is our Aussie James Bond, well, Dennis Lilly is our Aussie Elvis Presley.
good.
Because he was the swagger. He had the buttons down to his belly button undone. He'd run in from that end and the chain would just be... He had about five chains at one stage of his career. They'd just be jumping around. But the most redeeming... the feature on his face that you could see was the moustache. And for mine... DK Lilly, he had the most famous moustache in Australian sport.
Fantastic, MG. We are out of time for your Tuesday.
He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay random, Sydney.